Halloween decorations have been on store shelves for weeks now, but maybe you have the urge to go a little farther this year. An event on Saturday in Lansing is designed to inspire a do-it-yourself approach to Halloween entertaining. And current state Scott Pold is here with a look at what you'll see at How To Halloween. So fake spiders and plastic vampire teeth just aren't enough for some people, are they?
That's right, Mark. You know, with as much or as little effort as you like, you can make your Halloween display stand out for your trick-or-treaters and party guests. There will be lots to see at the Lansing Center tomorrow. The Lansing Entertainment and Public Facilities Authority, LEPFA, is putting How to Halloween on with Robot Pumpkin. That's the brainchild of Lansing area neighbors Steve Sneed and Jerry Judlowski. Steve Sneed says they've both loved Halloween all their lives.
Jerry and I have shared stories about how when we were growing up, we built costumes with our mothers and our parents. I still remember that, you know, going out and building a robot costume with my mother and just thinking how cool it was. Well, I lived out in the country for 11 years, and we had a kid, moved into Hazlitt, into a neighborhood, and we thought, you know, why don't we try and build something for Halloween? And out in the country for 11 years, we didn't have a single trick-or-treater. And I came back here, and it's all set. We built this cool display for that first year, and I was off and running. And so I guess that notion, that love of Halloween, kind of went dormant for a bit, but now it's all I talk about. So,
well, you know, for the kids, the houses they remember are two different kinds. One is the house that gives away the big candy bars, and the other is the house that has the big elaborate display that you can tell took a lot of work. And that's where you guys fit in, right?
I think I try to be both of that for the house, definitely, that they want to come back more and more. And that was the nice thing, living across the street from Steve. You know, we just attracted the kids, and you know, we'd have hundreds of kids and trying to outdo each other each year for bigger and better, badder displays, and we'd have kind of a friendly rivalry across the street, and it grew from there. So, but yeah, we really like to make it a nice experience for them, almost turning this block into a mini amusement park theme attraction place to go for the day, and they love it. Yeah.
We're talking with Jerry Judlowski and Steve Sneed about How to Halloween. It's a big event at the Lansing Center on Saturday. And Steve, we are standing in your garage, and part of what we're here to see today are elements of what you had on display here at your house last Halloween. And we're going to do that because people can see it at the Lansing Center on Saturday. Tell me about the basics of what the setup is going to be.
Certainly. We basically set this up so that the kids can play the game during when they trick or treat. And I dress up as a farmer, and I try to get these kids to help me send these aliens that have invaded my farm back up into the spacecraft. So what will happen is we have some pneumatic targets that pop up, so little air targets. So these are actually real targets that appear in 3D, you know, real space. It's not on a computer screen. And the kids can shoot at them with guns from an old Wii game console. And that's just using air to move back and forth. We also have another component, a really cool spacecraft that Jerry has created. It looks like a 1950s Area 51 UFO. And I'll let him talk about how it was actually built. But it's that thing will descend from my garage ceiling down to the floor. The aliens will pop up, kids have to shoot them, and then the aliens get back in the spacecraft and head back up into space. So that's kind of the idea. The game takes about 30 seconds, and the whole idea is to give the kids something different to do when they trick or treat, and get them in quickly, have a cool experience, and then send them on their way.
Tell me about this UFO you've built.
So this is part of the game that Steve's come up with, is the Green Invaders from the Red Planet, and part of putting these displays together is trying to do it on a budget, also. So imagine what they are two patio umbrellas that I've painted silver with silver spray paint and sandwiched them together. I ordered this white acrylic dome to go on top, and we've got some blinky lights and strobes, and with it synced with sound effects, it really makes a great effect for the kids that when they come up synced with the gameplay, it's kind of a good way to start things off as it dramatically comes down from the ceiling and lands for the beginning of the game, and as they go to shoot aliens and give them a good experience. Yeah.
Well, we're going to post some pictures of things at WKAR.org so people can get a taste for what we're talking about here. But I'd like to fire up the game. What's the game sound like, Steve?
Okay, I'm happy to fire it up. I'm running it on a laptop, and the laptop basically controls everything and displays some video and the score. So right now we have kind of a cinematic 1950s type of movie trailer or poster, I guess you could say. It says Green Invaders and the Red Planet. You can hear some of the old sci-fi cool music playing. And this will play when the kids are coming up to my driveway.
And that's projected on the front of your garage.
Exactly, exactly. So this is basically designed to entice them. Oh, keep in mind, too, I also have I'm in a band, and I have a big stereo system where I'm just blasting this across the neighborhood. So once we have all the kids ready to go and they're ready to play, I do my little spiel about, hey, I need you to help me send these alien invaders back to their planet. Then we start the game up. And at this point, there's some video playing from some old sci-fi flicks of UFOs going across the screen, and Jerry's UFO will actually descend from the ceiling. So once that little bit is done, then the gameplay starts. The aliens will pop up via pneumatic actuators, and the kids can start shooting at them. Each gun has its own unique identifier, so I know who's shooting what alien.
and we're seeing a bit of a scoreboard there, so kids can keep track of who's
exactly
winning.
Exactly. So then, once the gameplay is done, there's a newspaper that spins in and has the daily news and says local kids have sent the aliens back to their planet, and it gives you a score.
Great fun. I want to hear some of the pneumatics involved in making these alien heads pop up too. How does that work?
The way that works is we have an air compressor. It uses air to move targets up and down. So we've got a air compressor. It's a standard air compressor you can buy at Home Depot. It routes into the circuit board that I built with some engineering friends of mine. And what it allows me to do is use my computer to direct air out certain channels. And it's kind of a Frankenstein contraption, but you can see there's a bunch of air hoses that are coming from it. I can control air from the compressor to different channels. Those air hoses, those channels, go to pneumatic actuators, which are basically pistons, air pistons. So if I, on my computer, I say, send air to piston number one. Piston number one will extend, and it will pop the target up, and the kids will shoot at it.
Cool. Our guests on Current State are Steve Sneed and Jerry Jodlowski. They are the co-founders of Robot Pumpkin, and they're instrumental in the big How to Halloween event Saturday at the Lansing Center. Jerry, I think the timing of this is great because of the growth of Maker Studios, and Make Magazine is popular. There's a Maker Studio at places like the East Lansing Public Library. Do-it-yourselfers and people who want to tear apart electronics and see what they can do with that stuff. It's just a growing trend in America these days, and How to Halloween on Saturday is another way to get some exposure on how to do some stuff like this yourself.
That's exactly right. It's kind of a way to promote creativity and innovation and invention and to try something out, all wrapped up in the fun package of Halloween that appeals to such a broad audience. You know, there's groups like the Lansing Makers Network that do an absolutely amazing job of promoting this sort of thing. And even Impression 5 Science Center, how many things you can learn from them and their projects that they promote. And they're all going to be here at this event. It's wrapped up in a nice entertainment package where it can appeal to the haunt fans. You have the sci-fi group and the comic book fans and the pop culture and the family fun, something for kids. And we've got a lot of live music too. So the spectacle is huge with a little bit of something for everyone.
Jerry Jedlosky is a co-founder of Robot Pumpkin. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate you having us.
The other co-founder is Steve Sneed. Thanks for welcoming me to your garage today.
Thanks for coming out, Scott. You're welcome at any time. I'll give you a circular saw or hammer. I'll put you to work.
That's maybe not a good idea. How to Halloween is 11 to 5 at the Lansing Center on Saturday. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.